This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Come Wednesday, first of all, there's going to be a whole lot of economic data to digest ahead of the holiday. Also, though, quarterly earnings from Deere and Company. That would be, of course, John Deere, the company that makes the tractors and the combines and all of that, and which also just settled a month-long strike with the United Auto Workers Union, one that ended with Deere workers having done pretty well for themselves, actually. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin is on the farm economy desk today.
The Deere UAW workers approved an immediate 10% raise. But does increasing workers' pay mean tractors will also cost 10% more?
No.
Ann Deignan, a machinery analyst for J.P. Morgan, says based on her calculations, Deere would only need to raise prices by around 1.5% to offset labor costs. Still, not a welcome prospect for farmers.
I have heard farmers describe Deere as the new Apple, where, you know, prices continue to rise, but you've nowhere to go, so you have to keep buying the product.
Ann Deignan says equipment is only one of many costs farmers are having to pay attention to. With that in mind, Deere is under pressure to create higher-tech products that save farmers money in other ways, says Kristen Owen, an analyst with Oppenheimer.
So if you think about spraying for fertilizer, spraying for crop protection, how to get a more precise spray and more prescriptive spray, it saves farmers money and it's better for their soil, better for soil health, better for crop health.
The Deere strike and its new contract will have implications for the agriculture industry generally, and farmers will take the long view, says UC Davis economist Daniel Sumner.
But another big part of it is that this kind of contract is going to be built into other things, and I'm going to see it throughout what I buy, not just Deere.
That could mean costs for trucking or processing plants. Sumner says Deere will inspire those other workers to push for higher pay. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.